Advent at Gardner-Webb University for Friday, December 2nd. Written and read by Matthew Limeberger, Gardner-Webb University graduate and adjunct faculty in the Department of Music.
Homecoming, patience, discipline, guidance, blessing, light, healing. These images emerge from a rather gloomy prophecy of Isaiah, in which he expresses God's disapproval that Israel, God's chosen people, has run to Egypt for help, against the Lord's desire, because the people see it as the only real political choice that will ensure their own survival. Sometimes we all need to hear the psalmist's advice. Oh, put not your trust in princes, nor in any child of man, for there is no help in them. Psalm 146, 2. Then comes Isaiah's hopeful assurance, even though they will suffer the consequences of their own actions. God will discipline them for the better, and they will live secure at home in Zion. They will weep no more, and their cry will be answered. In a situation in which there seems to be no guidance, there will indeed be teachers to guide them. A voice, speaking from behind, will tell them which turns to take. The Lord is faithful and will save Israel, God's own people. We can hear echoes of this hopeful message in the Acts of the Apostles, when Saul, also known as Paul, preaches this good news of salvation, revealed fully in God's incarnate Son, Jesus Christ, to Jews who have gathered on the Sabbath at a synagogue in Antioch. Not only does God save Israel, but shines the light of salvation for all the world, Gentile and Jew alike. Paul's message is specific. God has done something in history. Jesus, through whom the forgiveness of sins is preached, was born in the lineage of David, was crucified under Pontius Pilate, and was raised from the dead. Out of darkness, light has shone for Jew and Gentile both, even though the darkness was very, very dark. 2 Peter 1:19 captures this imagery of darkness and light very well for me. We have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto ye do well that ye take heed, as unto a light that shineth in a dark place, until the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts. A scene from Tolkien's The Lord of the Rings trilogy comes to mind. Frodo's parting gift from Galadriel is a small source of light that comes in handy in a very dark place, when all other lights go out. Observing the season of Advent, literally, the coming, has come to be a very joyful, yet very uncomfortable ordeal for me. On the one hand, I'm reminded that just as surely as Jesus Christ came the first time, he will come again and make everything right with the world. On the other hand, I'm reminded that my own sin is a part of what is wrong with the world. The day of the Lord is coming. God help me when it does. But I do have a light for this dark place. I am waiting for the dawn. Come, Lord Jesus.